David Bridie is one of our great storytellers through song, no doubt about that. Some of you will know him from his work with Not Drowning Waving. Some of you remember him from My Friend the Chocolate Cake. How could we forget? But David's also written and produced soundtracks for more than 100 films and television programs. He's won 7 ARIAs and an AFI Award for Best Original Score along the way. And last night, another prize for David Bridie, the Australia Council Don Banks Music Award for his pioneering work in developing and promoting the work of Indigenous and Melanesian musicians. David Bridie, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Good morning.
And congratulations. Let's talk about this award is for your work with Melanesian communities. You established an actual music label, and the Wantok Music Foundation. Tell us a bit about this. What drew you to this area?
Not Drowning Waving did a record in Rabaul in 1986, and it's just been, Papua New Guinea is Australia's closest neighbour, and friendships and musical collaborations develop from there, and it's just kept going from there. Yeah.
The award acknowledges your work as a pioneer in cultural diplomacy. What do you think when you hear this term, cultural diplomacy? Is that what you are, a cultural diplomat?
Well, no, but music plays that role, because when music between Australia and Papua New Guinea is on a level footing, is on an equal. I've done a lot of work with a fellow named George Tellick, and when we collaborate together, it's George putting in and me putting in, but Australia's relationship with Papua New Guinea is probably not like that on other levels. So cultural diplomacy would suggest that this is a more respectful way of dealing with our Melanesian neighbours.
What about drawing links between our Melanesian neighbours and the music of Indigenous Australians? Because you also work and through your label and your foundation work with some Indigenous musicians here, don't you?
Whenever artists like Archie Roach have gone up to Papua New Guinea, they find Papua New Guinea a fascinating country, or the Solomons or Vanuatu for that matter, because it's a black man's country. It's so close to Australia. I guess they also see, and there are through lines there in the way that music works, and the way that family works, and language. All those areas.
Yeah. What about you? This is exciting news for you, and congratulations. But you've also got congratulations due on a new album coming out called The Wisdom Line. Tell us about this project.
Comes out on Friday. It's an album that I've been working on over 2 years, both here and over in the UK. My Friend the Chocolate Cake played its last tour, which was a fantastic tour and a great band. We'd been together quite a while.
A great band.
So this is these songs that I've managed to collaborate with a range of different musicians. I'm really proud of it. It's kind of, very timely with the Don Banks thing last night.
Okay. What are you going to play for us today?
I'm going to play a song called 2,000 Miles from the Fair. With the blood that falls from the trees, we burn the fire, the earth and the sea, the fuel in our bodies, and the dust in the air. You're 2,000 miles away from the fair. Red as a powder that covers me completely, like a thick woven blanket in the still of the night. The interior silence you learn as you go. You're 2,000 miles away from the show. 2,000 miles away from the show. Yeah. The country's old, the story's long, but
the desert wind howls a sad and uncomfortable song. Head up to the peak, taking all that is there. You're 2,000 miles away from the fam. You're 2,000 miles away from the fam. Cry, beloved, cry. Can you see it through your blinds? Cry. Cry. The wisdom you hear bounces off the rock walls and comes through the mountains and down to the stream. The lay of the land, it mirrors the sky. You're 2,000 miles away from the light. 2,000 miles away from the fair. You're 2,000 miles away from the fair. You're 2,000 miles away from the fair.
David Bridie, Red, 2,000 Miles Away from the Fair, from his new album, The Wisdom Line. And David, it's described as a multimedia meditation on country. I love that description. That means there's more than just you. There's film with this.
Yeah, we just, a whole lot of filmmakers who make short films for each of the songs on the record that we'll be using in the live shows, but also screening at some cinemas as well.
Fantastic. Mm. As I say, I love that notion of a multimedia meditation. David Bridie, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Frank.
David Bridie, he's just won the Australia Council Don Banks Music Award, and I think we can know why for this body of work. In fact, he's also just composed the soundtrack for Secret City, which is that series we were just talking about with Michael Bodie earlier. That's just series 2, opened on Foxtel Showcase. So he's a very busy man. This album, The Wisdom Line, is out on Friday, and he's embarking on a national tour later this year.